Blog Talk Radio.
That's how they need. All right, all right, all right. Wow, 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 wow. What is going on? Hold on, let me make sure I got everything all the way set up. And we're getting into some things here. I want to make sure I have everybody here and we all are set the fuck up, okay? Welcome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Listen. If you are a returning subscriber, then you know how this goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might fuck up, but we will get through the show. If you are new, welcome and hello, okay? All right, is everybody hearing me and seeing me all right? Hold on, hold on, hold on. I want to make sure we are here. Because the chat is not coming in. Mm-hmm. Let me see what we all got going on here. Okay. So we just gonna go because I don't, for some reason the chat is not coming in, but we just gonna get into some things as we are. You know, YouTube be liking to try it. Okay. So I don't even know where to start. Honestly, I don't even know where to start with this whole thing because now it's being said that investigators, well, the ABC 7 is reporting that sources are saying that Jesse Smollett staged this attack because he was going to be written off of Empire. Okay, let me pull up the statement for you because it's a bit of a statement. So let me see. Let me make sure you guys can get into that. Okay, so it says Chicago police confirmed Thursday that detectives are talking to two persons of interest in connection with the alleged attack on Empire Jesse Smollett. Multiple sources have told ABC 7 Eyewitness News that police are investigating whether Smollett and two men staged the attack allegedly because Smollett was written off of Empire. A source familiar with the investigation told ABC team that Smollett failed to appear for an interview with detectives early Thursday. Now, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson contacted ABC 7 to say they are continuing to treat Smollett as a victim and the investigation remains ongoing. Okay, so it's not confirmed that Jesse Smollett has done this, has staged this attack. In fact, one of his representatives basically said that he definitely didn't stage it. And then Fox added to the statement basically saying that Jesse Smollett is not going to be written off of Empire. He's a very key player on the show, so he's not getting written off. So there's a lot of different stories. Nobody really knows what the deal is, what the story actually is in its entirety. TMZ did report that the two men that were of interest, you know, the two men that were in the surveillance shot, those guys weren't in fact homeless. Those were the men that were of interest. Now, they're not being considered, what is that word that I'm looking for? Suspects. They're not considered suspects yet. They're just men of interest. Now, their home was raided late last night, and they found, well, let me read that article to you so I could have that Let me get that TMZ article up. Okay. Police raided the home of the two men who cops up at the O'Hare Airport Wednesday night. This according to, I'm not sure what that reporter's name is, who says he spoke with the family of the two men. Both men are Nigerian and were extras on Empire. Based on what the cops have already said, it appears that these are the same two men that were captured on the surveillance video. Okay? So, according to the report, police seized five bottles of bleach, a red hat, and two laptops and other items. So, to me, this is why it feels as though this was staged. Now, I know people are saying that, you know, there was one, at one point there was a story out that he had, that the men had on red Make America Great Again hats on. Then that story was retracted. But they had, they got five things of bleach, a red hat, and two laptops and other items. So all that stuff is being tested. And they confirmed that those were the men that was in the surveillance. Now, how they got that footage, they used a lot of taxi cams. I don't know how the fuck you do that. So I guess they were driving. I don't know how you, I'm not even going to try to even pretend like I know how they were getting the taxi cabs. But, child, this is just way too much. Because I don't know who to believe. Because it's like, well, how ironic is that, that these two men were extras on Empire, but they also saw, but Jesse was out on the same street walking around and they were in the surveillance video. But Jesse, like, he did an interview with Good Morning America, never mentioned that. He said that he could identify the two men. He said he believed that the two men in the surveillance video were his attackers. It just sounds like a big mess. It just sounds like a big mess. Okay, so now, mind you, Jesse said that he didn't see what the guys looked like in his Good Morning America interview. But I believe at one point he said they were white. Now, these men are Nigerian. They're from Nigeria. Now, the police don't know. Hold on. Let me not even get this wrong. Let me see what he said, because don't get me to lie, because the bitch be, can't wait to be like, Armand, you're lying. Listen, I'm just as confused as everybody else. Because it's also saying that they don't even know if the guys are black or white. Sources connected tell us the actor. Okay, well. Okay, it says, by the way, when we broke the story about various details of the alleged attack, our Jesse source said the actor identified the two men as white. We do not know the skin color of the two men from Nigeria. So they don't know the skin color of the men from Nigeria. Now, Jesse Smollett said that he, in his Good Morning America interview, he said that he knew the body type. He didn't know what they looked like. He said he couldn't tell you the color of their eyes. To me, that was insinuating, like, could you tell if they had blue eyes, green eyes, you know, were they black, white, Hispanic, whatever. And he alluded to the fact that he did not, that they were not black, Hispanic. He alluded to the fact that they were white. But he also said that he didn't know. So I'm confused. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. I really hope that he is not lying. Now, I watched the interview, and I began to feel bad for him, because I'm just like, all right, I hope, in fact, he did get attacked, because if he did not get attacked, this is the end of Jesse Smollett. It literally is the end of Jesse Smollett's career. Now, I do want to say this. He brought up the Grindr incident, the Jacked and Grindr. He brought up the Jacked and Grindr. He brought up Jacked and Grindr. Now, I want to make mention to this. He says he's in a relationship. But my thought, my thing is this. If he was on Jacked and Grindr meeting a date and he's in a relationship, is he really going to say that, you know what, I was out cruising for men, so I was on Jacked and Grindr, cheating on my boyfriend, and I got into a fight? No, he's not going to say that. That's stupid. But I will say this. You know, there's been a lot of, there's been some YouTubers and some different bloggers kind of coming down on us that made mention to him being on Jacked and Grindr. And I specifically know that I said that I felt like it was a date gone wrong. I did say that. Up until now, I was sticking to it. I'm not sure with this whole staged thing now, because I feel like this is getting kind of weird and creepy. So I'm not really sure that it was a date anymore. I'm more leaning towards maybe it was staged. But I want to say this, because it was certain people, they were saying he would never have to be on Jacked and Grindr, and he's got too much money and celebrity to be on that kind of stuff. Well, let's be very clear here, love. Interview. He admitted to being on Jacked and Grindr at one point. Okay? That's thing number one. Thing number two is his reasoning for not being on it now had nothing to do with him being a public figure or being a celebrity or just being Jesse Smollett. The reason that he stated that he's not on Jacked and Grindr today is because he's in a relationship. Has nothing to do with his celebrity. So I just want to put that out there for those people that were trying to make it as though it was just like so absurd for us to think that he was on Jacked and Grindr, like he was too good for Jacked and Grindr. No. He definitely was on there at one point. He knows what it is, so we weren't just speaking out of left field here, bitch. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, as far as this alleged stage setup, it would make sense. It kind of makes sense. You didn't want to give the phone records up. And then when you finally gave them up, they were highly redacted, meaning very edited. But to me, it's just like, well, why would you go that far to stage an attack to be on Empire? Like, Empire is not that hot. Empire is not that big of a show anymore. Like, it's not the same show that it used to be. So I don't know if that's all the way true. But then at the same time, it would make sense for the death threats that came, a couple of weeks before to kind of set the scene. You got the death threats. Then you fly out of town 2 weeks later. Then you are by yourself, you're on the phone with your manager. And that was the part of the story that didn't make any sense to me, too, in his interview. He said he went to go get a salad because he landed. There was no food in the apartment. He was hungry. He went to Walgreens. Walgreens is closed. So he went to go get a salad and a sandwich and to go have a smoke. So he went to go do that. He asked the manager if the manager wanted anything. He said no. And then all he heard was Empire. And he said he doesn't answer to Empire. And so he heard, you fucking fag nigger. And he said, what did you call me? Then he looked at the attacker. The attacker punched him in the face. I mean, so at what point did you guys get up close to each other? Because I thought that he yelled Empire and you kept walking. So did Jesse walk up on him, and then all of a sudden they started fighting, and then they're by the stairs and someone was kicking him? But this is all why he's on the phone with the manager, But then the phone was in his pocket. Then the phone fell on the ground. But then and then he got up and realized there was a noose around his neck. And then he yelled and said, I have a fucking rope around my neck. I'm trying to wrap my fucking mind around this story. It just, it's so many loops and holes in this story that I don't fucking know what to believe. But it's very ironic. The two men in the surveillance video were extras on Empire, and they were out that night with bleach. Well, I don't know if they have bleach, but the police raided their house and found 5 bottles of bleach. A red hat, and somehow a red hat was mentioned. A red hat and a laptop. So I'm just not understanding. I'm going to open up the lines, and you guys let me know what you guys think. Let me make sure everything is connected. Okay, let me see. Make sure you guys call in. And if you haven't done so already, like and share. But most importantly, subscribe to this channel. Okay, so do you guys think this situation is staged? Because investigators are starting to feel like this is staged, but there's so many, nobody really knows the truth. They're not confirming this. Sources are saying that that this was staged because he was getting written off of Empire, but it's not confirmed. We don't know if that's actually the truth, okay? And his representatives have said that, you know, that's not true. And Fox has also said that they're not, he is not being written off of Empire. But why would some of the people in question be Empire castmates? Like, this is too close to home. And for me, that's why I'm like, it doesn't make any sense that it's 2 o'clock in the morning and people just going to yell out Empire. And then you get into a fight. And then he's making it so clear that, and then he says that he fought them, and so they ran, not him. So you mean to tell me you was fighting two people, one of them was hitting you in the face, the other one was kicking you in the back, and they ran, and they had a rope around your neck, and they ran. I don't know. I'm lost. I really don't know. 908-7256. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. There's a lot of gaps within the story. I really don't understand why he can't keep the same story. If you're going to, allegedly, if this was a staged story, like, things should make sense to where there isn't any gap. You know, I would love to understand, you know, understand that no one should get attacked no matter what your sexuality is. You know, that's up to you and whoever you serve, okay? But at the end of the day, make your story make sense. Like why would that? You know, if someone attacked me, how the hell did the noose get around his neck, though? That's what I'm trying to understand.
And he said he didn't even know that it was around his neck.
So you were under the influence? And did he even say that? No, he didn't.
Well, see, that was my next question, because he said he went out to have a smoke. So we don't know what you were smoking.
Exactly. I was like, wait, was he smoking, I mean, you know, herb? because there's a lot of synthetic shit out there that make him probably say those things or hallucinate that he thought he had a noose around his neck, allegedly.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Everybody's lost. Everybody's just like, okay, what's the verdict? Because you want to feel sorry for him, but it's like, come on.
I just feel as though where there's smoke, there's fire. So for it to be going this viral and people to be this unsure, it's obvious that it's more than just him getting jumped. Like
I believe why would it be a publicity stunt? You know, like, you know, he's been doing very well in Empire, even though Empire isn't doing so well. You know, a lot of people aren't really checking for it the way they were before. I mean, he's cool with Tyler Perry. He's cool with a lot of other well-known directors that are, you know, that can help him get a job. Unless there's something else that we don't know that's going on behind the scenes and he can't get a check.
Maybe Lee Daniels has found a new gay boy, Super Bitch. And maybe Jesse Smollett wasn't giving Lee Daniels no booty, and Lee Daniels found another little boy that he can be with, and there's no more need Smollett, because Jesse Smollett wasn't giving up nothing.
Allegedly.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody know, and he don't even know. So he needs to get his story straight, because I want to feel sorry for him, but at the end of the day, you know, This media game that's been going on lately, you don't know what to believe anymore in this world. You really don't, because everybody's really faking it to make it. But yeah. Allegedly, we'll see what happens. Allegedly, because there's a lot of allegedlys going on, and no one wants to really say anything because he can't get his story straight because it don't make sense. The noose really got me. I'm like, I don't know. How you not going to know this noose around your neck?
How you don't know it's around your neck? Well, what got me was, at what point did you guys start fighting? Because you just said you turned around and you said, what the fuck did you say? Then all of a sudden you were hitting the face. And then you were getting your back kicked in on the stairs. But I thought you were at Subway. Like, it's just, he didn't really, like, there's a lot of stuff that he's talking about. And then
unless
he says,
protecting someone.
And then he said, they're fighting. And then
someone.
he says, then everything just stopped. What? Everything just stopped?
That felt like somebody, you know, allegedly smoked something and then you hallucinated the whole situation and then you just woke up from a dream and you're just regurgitating what went on in your dream.
Well, if you remember, I don't know if people remember, but I also said it could be a substance abuse issue. He could have been so motherfucking high, he could have been fighting his damn self somewhere, allegedly. You know, it happens. Or maybe he could have thought that he was losing his job off Empire and was stressing the fuck out. He strikes me as a person that would do that because he's even on Good Morning America, like, crying, and you can see him getting frustrated. He doesn't seem like an even-kiltered kind of person. Like, he seems like he takes a lot of things on, and he wears his emotions on his sleeves, and then he probably drinks and smokes. He definitely smokes a lot of weed. But who knows what else he does?
Allegedly.
But thank you, caller.
I mean, thanks so much. I love your show.
Love you too. All right. 336-3079. You're live on the air.
I'm on. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to congratulate you. I peaked at 36K plus subscribers. You
thank
are growing
you.
At just, like, crazy rates by the end of the year. I feel like you're going to be, like, 400K. Ain't nobody going to be telling you nothing.
Speak that.
And I wish I had some music. Every time I watch this show, I'd be like, I ain't no artist, but I wish I had music just so I could compete and have fun with y'all. But I watch this show, so I'm here supporting.
Thank
and
you so much.
Yes, keep it up. Keep it up. Best show on YouTube. But
yeah.
With regards to your topic, I feel like, you know, I was peeping game, Armand. I don't know if you've seen this, but a lot of people were scared to say anything because if you look at the Jasmine Bond situation, they made themselves look like asses because they claimed it was a race thing. and it turned out it was a black man that did the shooting. So that's why they were on the fence this time. Should I say anything? Because what if this is not true? You were the first channel to really come out and say, uh-uh, something don't add up. Ever since you said that, everybody been like, something don't add up. Sure enough, because you was the first one who said, like you always do, watch it come out that I'm right. And you don't say nothing. You just wait till it come out. And sure enough, it came out. He's not turning over the phone. He's not providing factual information, and he's hiding things because with the Jasmine case, they found out what happened right away. As soon as they see something was suspicious, boom, the suspects came out. How come are we finding in some crusty footage and some wannabe suspects, and nothing you say has been adding up? Nothing. And now we're finding products in your home, and next thing you know, we're going to find some searches on your Google, and you've been looking up some shit.
And then ironically... And then, ironically, even though, I mean, he can't really help this, but it's just the irony of it all. The camera where he was fighting under, the police can't use that footage because the surveillance camera that was directly above the fight was facing north. And I'm guessing he was facing some other direction other than north.
Of course. Then, as you can see, none of the camera footages saw like any type of incident in the whole area, which is very well known to have cameras. So he was sure to go to a spot and be found where he knew the cameras were poor. He, like you said, what was he doing out in this bad type of area, just out there hanging with a sub? Like he had no business there. He probably walked there from somewhere else to get where he knew the cameras would be bad, so he could be like, this is where it happened. And then he knew they was going to come out and say, oh, the cameras don't work good. And he wasn't expecting them to want the phone. And he claiming he protecting identities. But, you know, you got other channels, like they be like trying to go on like interviews with the celebrities, and they be exposing their number and everything by accident. And they don't be freaking out like he was freaking out about nothing, because you're lying. It's not about no phone number. Like the police would not give out no information like that.
The police are not going to give out your phone numbers. They don't care. You don't think?
No.
Listen, we're in the history. Is it a perfect thing that police are just giving out phone numbers like that? No.
Yeah.
They're there to find out what's
Beyonce
going
numbers.
On.
Exactly. Like, you lying. You was just mad because, like, honestly, ever since you busted out on your show, it's from the first story you produced, instead of you waiting and being like, I'm going to just punk out and wait to have an opinion, you just going to go ahead and be the first one and be like, listen, this don't add up. And as soon as you said that, everybody waited some more days to be like, yeah, it don't add up. Like, Armand been saying that. It don't add up. Like,
and
he
then
was found funny.
What you
he
want,
walking
and
in with it around his neck. Why
and
you
then call it what
like
you
that?
Want. A lot of people, you know, because when I was bringing up the Jacked and Grindr, shout out even to my guy Star, like he was saying, Star was calling it too. Like he was saying like some shit ain't right, but I don't think Star really know about the whole Jacked and Grindr thing. I felt like I was the only like gay person that was talking about like Jacked and Grindr. So he did make mention to that in his Good Morning America interview. Now there were other LGBT bloggers throwing shade at us that were talking about the fact that he could have been on Jacked and Grindr, and yet again in his interview he said that he was on Jacked and Grindr at a point. So that's not totally out of it.
Exactly. It's not out of it, because people think it's so normal to be on these dating websites, but it's not normal to be just meeting up with random people, especially since you're a celebrity. Why are you meeting up with random people on this app? And you were the one not so quick to jump on a train and be like, well, if something happened, so we all the gay community need to stand up. Why do you need to stand up just because you are gay? You stand up if it smell right, but if it don't smell right, why would you put your whole community in jeopardy standing up for this foolishness so you could have another mark on the whole community? Because you already be having too many incidences where people be trying to have these antics, and you don't need another one under your name for no reason. It ain't even true. He was there vouching for the man, like he was. If something happened to him, he got beat up for hate crime. He's trying to find out. It don't even sound credible. You got your whole community standing up for him for no reason, and it's gonna make you look crazy. No, don't stand up for him. Something he's hiding. If he's hiding, then let's get it exposed, because you already know 2019 is the year of exposing people. Everybody, did you know this, Armand? I don't want to be saying nothing, but did you know we ain't saying no names? But certain people who did dirty last year are being exposed early. You're seeing their stuff coming out recent. Like, and you're seeing how they're coming out. The stuff that they were doing is coming out to be true. And even though, like, you don't want to believe it, people are doing dirty stuff behind the scenes. This could be a publicity stunt. people are that crazy nowadays that they're losing their minds and they will do anything for any type of attention. And it's turning. You got to be careful. Careful what you do and what you support and how you're giving out your money to people, because there are too many scams going on out here. And you were the first one to call it. Like, stop trusting these people. You had said it. 2018 ended on a good note. Let's keep the positive energy going. Stop getting all riled up and involved with these people, and they lying to you just to get you involved. Oh, yeah, you feel sorry for me, and it don't even be true. Before you get involved, do your research first, because he was sounding weird from day one. We don't see no bruises. Like you said, Bow Wow was more beat up. If that's the case.
Right. Right. Well,
okay.
Thing,
yes.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Thank you, Carla. We got to move on.
Well,
thank you.
But good job on your show and keep the success going. I hope everybody gets in the super chat and donate. Please donate to our bond.
Please
Best
do.
Show
please
on
do.
YouTube. Please subscribe. Please.
Bye. Okay. Let's get into some things.
Unmuted.
Private Carla, you're live on the air.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, that's a hell of an echo. Turn me down.
Oh, that's a hell of an echo. Turn me down.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, what's going on?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
what's going on?
Oh, my friend.
Yes.
Hey, let me just say that Mr. Smollett is a modern-day hero. People are not facing the facts here. My man went and bought himself a footlong, walked home, got attacked by two people. He had the wherewithal to fight them off, get two scratches on his face, right? He still had the wherewithal to still hold on to his cell phone and his foot long. So people doubting this man, he said he is well-versed in fighting, or his gay foo is on point. We got to stop doubting him. He's a modern-day Wakandan.
You've got to be kidding me, right? Okay. Next caller. 216-5208. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to make a couple of statements about this. I want to know how you feel. Well, question first, how do you feel about him at the end of that video, his interview, where he was talking about the little boys? He wants little boys to see it's okay to stand up for themselves. And I really feel like he's using the LGBT community, playing victim blame. I mean, he's victim blaming himself and using the community to get us on his side. Like, oh, you know, he's gay. It happened. And then another thing is, I feel like with the hat and the yarn, because it wasn't like a nuisance. Well, what they put on that, I'm so sorry, they put up on a screen, it was like yarn material. It was not a noose. A noose is a thick.
It was
well,
like cloth. It was like clothing, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And the whole point is, the whole story just sounds fairy tale. Everybody can see that. We all know he's lying. And the one thing that's going to come out, because them police, is they're going to investigate him so hard because he's black and he's threatened racism and he's going to do time.
And he's mentioned Donald Trump. So, you know, they're
right.
Looking into it, too. So you have the U.S. government also behind the scenes digging into this.
Right. And I think say in about a month, everything is going to explode because they're really doing an investigation. And then all the high news channels are covering the story, CNN, Fox 8, and they're going to get to the bottom of it. But I didn't want to hold you. I just wanted to give my whole little 2 cents into it. But I really believe that everything is going to come out in the open, and all what we see is what it is.
And see, not to toot my own horn here, because you just never know. But like I said, I'm not going to be opposed to the fact that, you know, people watch this show. I feel like the whole gay thing being an example for LGBT, that came because you had people like myself and you had other LGBT people saying, like, yo, like, he needs to be using, like, he really needs to be speaking out if he was on Jacked or Grindr in a way to, like, be a voice for the community. But I think he took the Jacked and Grindr out, but still used the part of being the voice in the community. So instead of saying, like, you don't want to meet men off a Jacked and Grindr, or be careful because you can meet them and it can turn bad, it's now, you know, people might not like you just because you're gay on the street, and be ready to fight.
Exactly. And I believe something happened
but
that night,
but I don't feel like that was his original, I don't feel like that was his original angle. I think that that's just right now an angle that may can work. Because he didn't start.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't feel like that was he was trying to prove something to the young LGBT.
Right. But I just feel that he's using it to his advantage, bringing up the gay. It was like every few sentences about gay, and he's a black man, and I just think that he's using the color black and gay to keep this story running. But it's just, it's insane, and it's unfortunate, you know.
Yeah, but thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Okay. Not that one. Hold on. 314-0234, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Amon?
Hey, what's going on?
All I'm saying, this story is not adding up, and it doesn't work right. And it's like, I want to believe him, but it's like, nigga, this is not, 2 plus 2 equals 4 and it's equal 5. This is not adding up right. And the fact that if this story isn't true, which I'm starting to believe is, you did all this shit on Black History Month. Out of all the months you wanted to do it on, you do it on Black History Month saying that you got attacked. It's like, really? On Black History Month, you're going to be this extra.
Right.
On Black History Month, where we already have enough problem, white supremacist problem.
If this comes out to be false, it's going to set black people and LGBT people back a lot. It's going to really set us careers over.
Did he have one to begin with?
Yeah, he definitely had a career to begin with. I definitely feel like he did.
Oh, well, opinions and opinions. But, yeah, I'm just like, that's fucked up.
All right.
That's
thank you,
so
caller.
Fucked up. All right. Love your show.
Thank you. All right. 610-5793, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, happy Valentine's Day to
happy
you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you, and you have all my love, and I love your platform.
I
really appreciate it, and I believe 100% what you said about Jesse in the beginning about him with something going wrong, because with that thing around his neck, you know, David Carradine, he passed away from that. And it might have been that autoerotic asphyxiation that he might have been doing, and it went wrong.
And again, we don't. Yeah.
And then, like I was telling my girlfriend, because he's doing this, if it does come out for him that he told the lie and this is a fairy tale, because remember, way, way back in the day before we really knew Al Sharpton, supposedly this girl was beat up, tied up, feces was put on her, and supposedly these
Ooh.
White men did it to her, and all of a sudden they found out that the whole thing was a hoax. But I don't remember the girl name, but do you remember?
I don't remember that one, sis. I ain't even going
to
hold you.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to look up her name. I'll call you back. But I sent you some videos on Twitter about Jesse. And when he was talking to Robin Roberts, he was like, I don't understand why people have a problem with me going to Subway. It's 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? You going? And then he's like, and if the people had been another race, then nobody would be questioning my story. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, it's like he's caught like a rat in the corner. He's caught, and now he's just throwing up everything to distract the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're saying, look, Jesse, this doesn't add up. Oh, well, it would add up if such and such. And they're like, okay, let us have your phone. Oh, my pictures are on there and this, that, and the other. He could get a tape recorder and take whatever that interaction he had with the manager that night and tape that phone call and give it to the police.
Right.
Then he wouldn't even have to turn in his phone. And why, if he won't give him the phone, why don't the manager give up his phone? Because if he talked to the manager, wouldn't they have the recording on the manager's phone?
Yep. Well, we got to wait and see, but thank you, caller.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. Love you.
God bless. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, last caller, because it is Valentine's Day, so I have to get into some things. So what's going on, caller?
What's up, Zaman?
Hey, what's going on, boo?
Hey. Yeah, I would say, you know, you've always called it from the beginning, and I don't know if, I mean, it looks to me like maybe a humiliation ritual, you know, because it's just so out of whack. It's not making much sense. And it does seem like, you know, maybe they expected, you know, most people just to, like, you know, the other caller said, accept what was given to them and just go, you know, with that narrative. And, you know, you were one of the ones that pointed out, if it doesn't make sense, you know, then it doesn't make sense. Like, of course, we're not trying to belittle or take away from anyone that this actually has happened to, because this is, you know, egregious. It's horrible. This happened. But don't use that and try to then manipulate, you know, people's mindsets and pull the mentality of something like this where there's actually no story. Like, the story makes no sense. His story is changing constantly. What we do have that has stayed the same doesn't make sense. So, you know, maybe they didn't figure that people would start to look at it like you should look at it. You know, no matter what your orientation is, you shouldn't be lying about a situation happening. Because all that's going to do is to, you know, make, like we said before, with the whole, you know, Me Too movement, it's in that same vein of when something happens, you know, have people looking at it like, oh, I don't want to hear that, you know, like, you know, trying to desensitize you to stuff that's really going on. Like, I also feel like it's in that same, you know, type of situation to where no matter what you hear, you just don't pay any attention to it. You know what I mean? Like, you just look at it like, oh, here we go again. And you don't want that to happen, because this is happening to people. You know, people on those websites do die. Like, literally, there have been people that, you know, specifically attack people. You know, they're triggering it. But it's kind of going even in the political stance, because once you start to say, you know, make America great again, well, that's like terrorist activity. You know what I mean? Like, they start to look at it like that, because, I mean, when you bring Trump into it, you start talking about that. Like, it's just so many aspects with that we're hitting on, but the main core of the story makes no sense.
Right.
No sense at all. And it's not like just because he went in the middle of the night, anyone can go to get Subway. If you really want to go star or not, go get Subway. What we're talking about is that you leave and you have someone of authority. When you've just been attacked, you walked right past them. You know what I mean? Like, if something happened to you, you would think you'd want to reach out, you know, like, you'd be in a panic or whatever. You'd think you'd want to at least have someone, you know, something happen or something. But he's going past everyone from what we can see on CCTV. And then what we can't see is what we're just supposed to take his word for, you know? Which makes no sense.
Well,
it makes no sense.
We are going to, we're going to get into it. Make sure you guys keep sending me stuff. Michi, I really don't know what to make of this situation, because I'm just so torn, because I really want, at this point, I want it to be true for the sake of him, for the sake of black people, for the sake of the LGBT, because then you already had Donald Trump's son tweeting out something. I don't remember what he tweeted, but he was making reference to the fact that Jesse had mentioned Make America Great Again. So they're already ready to discredit and kind of point and laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
So I just hope
I know exactly
it's not
what you're saying.
That.
That's what I'm saying. I do too. We all do. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to take away from people that have really had this situation happen and will in the future, because that's the key too. You don't want them to be able to start to put this sort of spin on it to where everyone in the future that something happens to, or you just start to look at it, because that's really what they're trying to do, is to sensitize you to everything. No matter what you hear, no matter what, you just look at it as, oh, I don't want to hear that again. And some people, yeah, no, you know, it is like, no, that's just a bunch of craziness, because, you know, with the whole Me Too, when Hollywood usurped it and turned it into some craziness, it is crazy. But
the people that are really valid, that it's really a situation going on, don't dismiss those people because that's what they're trying to get you to do. And this just makes no sense. It's just insane. Nothing that we know about the story that's supposed to correlate of what happened that evening does. And then everything that doesn't is what we can't see, like no one knows. And, you know, I mean, it could be possible that what we don't know will still come to par and we'll find out later. But what we do know just isn't, you know, it's discombobulated.
My thing is this, for all this concern, there's something there because this isn't normal for everybody to feel like something isn't adding up. If it winks and it stinks, I don't know where I was going with that, but you know where I was. I don't know where I was going. But yeah. If it quacks like a duck and it looks like a duck, then goddamn it is a duck. But you know what I'm saying, goddamn it.
We
sure do.
It's
something there. And I don't fucking know what it is, but he needs to figure it the fuck out. So, Mishi, thank you, love, and have a happy Valentine's
Day. You too, enjoy.
Caller. 312-3152. What's going on? Are you in Chicago? I can't hear you. Caller, come on. Okay, they're not ready. All right, guys. So, listen, I'm not sure what it is, what has happened, but we're going to get into some things. I want to shout out to everyone that has taken the time out to come hang out with me and listen to me rant and call into the show. Make sure you guys like, share. Most importantly, if you haven't done so right now, please subscribe to the channel. And lastly, if you would like to get any merchandise from the Armand Wiggins Show, visit us on the armandwigginshow.com. Also, I have a music competition that goes on every Wednesday. You can submit your music at the armandwigginshow.com. We are looking for Armand Listens to Your Music Live's top artist. We do it every Wednesday night. It's a really, really fun show. One of the best shows that we do here on the channel. I really, really love that show. So make sure you guys go check that out and maybe join us on a Wednesday and see what it's like. And maybe you can enter your music or you can enter music for a friend. And lastly, just be great because I keep me updated. I love all the DMs. I love all the tweets, all the Facebook messages. I love all of that. You guys keep me up to date because sometimes I don't see everything. So keep sending me stuff. I don't care if you think that it's good, if it's not good. If it's great, I'll use it. If it's not, then we'll just keep moving. It's no harm, no foul. All right? So until next time, I'll see you soon. Yes, God. Happy Valentine's Day.